Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
PDA, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge.
I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah. Rain them down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah. Cause the floor ain't a place for winners. Yeah. Staying down ain't the thing for believers.
I'ma be the one still moving. Yeah. You'll be the one fooling. Yeah. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Cause you messing with anointed pedigree. I'ma be the one still.
Deserve some props. So shout out to J Moss Pajam
off the chain. I'm gonna do it right here on this day in the morning where we OB on positivity, getting ready for the weekend, y'all. Here again. Doesn't these days seem like they're flying by so fast? Those super Christians, it's the end times. It's the signs of the times. Well, this is a sign. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's your time to get up, get grooving, get going. No matter what it is, you got to get up and do it. Today we're going to jam. I feel like dancing all day today. So today, if you're looking to get massaged and talk to in a low tone and people worrying about your feelings, you ain't going to get it here. And if you already called in, you locked in to the best morning show ever. Yes, I did say it. It's Ms. J in the morning. I'm your host. Every day, Ms. J, Monday through Friday, we are live worldwide. OMG, I am getting so many hits from so many different countries, like checking in, apparently because we are on the internet and broadcast like all over the world. I'm like Ms. J in the afternoon, Ms. J in late night, Ms. J in the wee hours of the morning. So no matter what time it is and you're listening, shout out to you. I am so excited about everyone who's calling in, listening in live. Of course, you know we got the Ms. J area code check-in. Your opportunity to rep yo city. My opportunity to act something like a DJ, rapper slash hip-hop person, which I'm really not, and I don't really have flows. But I'm working on it, y'all. So I'm going to try to get better and do it right without messing up. Your opportunity to laugh at me while I'm trying to rap, right? So as you're calling in, I'm locking in your area code. Shouts out to everyone who's called in before the show even started. I love it. I say it all the time. It's just like going to an event and there's a line like wrapped outside the building. Well, y'all know how it was back in the day when you was clubbing. Some of y'all still clubbing. Even in any type of event, it doesn't necessarily have to be a club. If you pull up to a venue that you're excited about and you see there's a line outside the door waiting for the doors to open, you like, oh, it's about to be on. And that's how I feel about Ms. J in the morning. Every time I log on and I see people already called in like 20 minutes before the show starts, I'm like, oh, we're about to have a bomb show up in here. Yes, so I'm on one today. Yes, I'm on my second cup of Folgers. Y'all know how I do it. And on my biggest cup of positivity, right here we OD on positivity because everything else hasn't worked. Has arguing with your spouse worked yet? Like, ladies, those of you who are majors in nagging, yeah, I get it. You know, because you want him to do it your way right away so the whole world will be happy. Right. Has he actually done exactly what you said even after you nagged him? It doesn't work. Man, like, have you really, like, fussed in or, you know, what most men do, most men are not argumentative. Ladies, I'm going to give you some hints. Men, I know you're probably going to get mad because I'm airing the laundry out, but most men are not argumentative. Most men will not come back, especially with a woman. They're not going to just go there. What most men will do in conflict is they will flee. They will just go away. And not because they're, you know, fearful or they can't handle it. And most ghetto women, oh, you know, you ain't a man. Look at you. You walking away. You know, it's not really that type of thing. It's just that's how they process their information. They're not as emotional as us ladies are. So a lot of times they need to get out of the situation. They go for a walk. They go, and some people just go and have a drink or something, depending on how much you get on their nerves. But fellas, has that worked? I mean, just leaving the situation and then coming back later, she, you know, she's sitting there waiting, and you then gave her opportunity to think about more stuff to argue about. Oh, that hasn't worked. What else? Kids. Those teenagers that are listening right now on your way to school, thank you so much. But actually, like, going back and forth with your parents, asking why or how come or trying to explain your point of view, has it actually worked? All this negative stuff, like watching all these reality shows, nothing has actually worked. So why don't we try something that works? Positivity, taking a positive, making a positive choice or taking a positive action or different perspective in a positive light in a situation actually works. I tried it. That's why I keep saying it. And it absolutely works. I've been in the worst situations and, you know, naturally reacting like snapping on somebody and cussing them out or wanting to slap somebody or, you know, going on Facebook and talking about people. It really doesn't do anything but fuel all the negativity and people, you know, join the bandwagon and start talking. But start putting some positive things out. I want to test you guys today on Facebook and on Twitter and on social networks. Those of you who are my friends, what's up? Following me on Twitter, hey, Tweety Bugs. All of my subbies on YouTube, hey. Those of you who aren't, log on to the website, MsJProductions.com. You can get links to everything so you can be part of the family as well. But here's the Facebook challenge for this weekend. Those of you who are, like, big on Facebook, Twitter, social network, there's Instagram, there's LinkedIn, there's Ubu, there's Ubu, whatever it is. Go on Facebook and post a positive quote, something that will uplift people, the best you can think of. It can be a scripture. It can be don't worry, be happy. It can be whatever it is. Post a positive quote. Those of you who are used to, like, drama on your page, you'll see a drastic change. Some people will like it. Most of the time you'll get, unless you're always positive on there, but most of the time you'll get less likes on your positive quotes or your educational uplifting quotes than you will on the drama. So once you post a positive quote on your page, see how many people will actually share it. It really doesn't happen much. Now, only for this time I'll allow you to do this. After you do that, wait like a day or two. Post something that's not really negative, but something that's dramatic, like something about a reality show, something that you think is funny that somebody said and they got a cuss word in it or something. I don't know. Just something that people normally listen to. I promise you, you'll probably get like 80,000 likes. You'll probably get like 500 shares. You'll get all this crazy stuff. And why is that? Because we are fueled by what's in the media and what's in popular culture. And right now, drama, sex, arguing, fighting. I mean, you guys ever see these videos where they're sharing the youth, like children in high school, like fighting, even women in the street, and they got like 100,000 views of people just fighting for no reason. And people are commenting, laughing. They got like 3,000 shares. But somebody put something inspiring up about a child being healed from cancer or some. You hear about it for one day and then you don't hear about it again. So what my assignment is right here on Ms. J in the morning is to help everybody OD on positivity. It's not the politics. It's not about what's going on in Korea right now. What we need most of all is more positivity. We need a better approach to major situations in life. You're not going to go through life without having any type of situation, but it's not really about the situation. It's about your reaction. God is not looking at what's going on. He's looking at how you react to what's going on. So today we're about to shake it all off. I know it's been hard. I know it's been rough. It's just barely April, and you've been through so much this year already. So today is your opportunity to dance it off, forget the past, don't worry about tomorrow. Let's focus right now on today. You have so many things to do. You have so much to accomplish. You have so many people that are looking up to you, and they're on hold because you're stuck in your yesterday. You got a lot to do before you die, so why don't you get up, have a good time, and let's get flowing. It's Ms. J in the morning. Here's Kirk Franklin, Before I Die. We'll be right back after this.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams so I can be the best for me.
Before I die, go.
To love my intimate, oh. Forgive the past and set them free. So I can breathe, breathe up the things that brought me back. Thank God has for me. Being with me, not just for you. I had to learn what I have to do. I can't go through that way again. It's not the end.
What it do? This is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
My block in here.
No matter what you do, you got to do it big. Why settle for just enough? Shout out to Sam Collier, my homeboy out there in the ATL. Y'all ain't heard it. Y'all know I keep his music in rotation. Might do a little bit today, but we'll see how that goes. But Sam Collier is an awesome musician, an awesome artist, an awesome just activist. He has the Now No See campaign, going to schools across the nation, letting students know a see is not good. Don't settle for just enough. Don't settle for, oh, okay, at least I passed. Go for the A, changing lives around the nation. Y'all want to know more about Sam Collier, make sure you log on to Facebook. You can also log on to samcollier.com, S-A-M-C-O-L-L-I-E-R, samcollier.com, no losing campaign, nolosing.com. You can log on, but he's on Facebook. He's my friend, so if you're my friend, you can find him. He posts pictures of all the students that he's touching. The No See campaign is going, like, all over the place. I mean, he's getting major sponsors like Apple, even Windows. Like, all these big companies are sponsoring and helping students understand that getting a C is just not good enough. For those of us who are parents, we know how that goes. You know, you tell your kids, okay, I'm glad you passed, but why didn't you get an A in this class? What's the problem? Well, why do we not hold ourselves up to the same standards? Why do we go through life like, look, child, I'm just surviving. At least I made it. I'm here at work. Don't bother me. I'm going to do my work, and I'm going to keep going. All right, well, when I step out the house, I'm just going to look good enough. I'm not going to try. Why do we do that? What happens in life where we feel that we need to lower our standards for ourselves? Mediocrity is not cute, y'all. It doesn't look good on anyone. So while you're encouraging your students, the ones that are in your community, your family members, the youth, to get better, we need to do it better. Do it big, like Mary says. Right before that, Kirk Franklin, before I die, you got so much to do. So why are you sitting there acting like you did now? Today has come. You have a brand new set of 24 hours to get it right. You have brand new grace, brand new mercies, brand new opportunity to do it. So while you're doing it, do it big. You got a lot to do before you die, so let's not focus on that. You can prepare for it later. God is like, look, you're still here, so you might as well go ahead and do it. And we're going to do it big. We got some news coming up. Some things you guys need to know about. A lot of stuff going on in retail stores. I mean, us people who buy stuff are considered consumers. We consume, we purchase, we like that stuff. A lot of retailers going on, no, I'm not going to bash Walmart today, y'all. But I am going to talk about some stores that are in some danger. Yes, five retailers that might be gone in about 5 years, and that's really not a long time. And, yeah, one of my favorite stores, Target. I had to be fair when I saw the news. Target has done a little a little boo-boo. So those of you who probably are laughing because I've bashed Walmart for so long and now Target is in the news, I give you your opportunity to gloat and say ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Of course, we got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up. I want to give some shout-out to some people that are very special with what's going on with Ms. J. So I got some very special announcements that's coming up. Those of you who are listening today, you get a sneak peek into what's going on with Ms. J in the morning before anybody else does. I want to share some things that haven't been officially released yet. So I want you to tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. So they can get in on the Ms. J area code check-in. We're going to get into some more music. I just feel like dancing, y'all. I really do. So I'm playing all the music that's going to get you up and get you going. You got to get up. You got to get going. I don't care how early it is. I don't care how late it is. I don't care where you are in the country, what you look like, what you have to fight through. You are still here. And because you are still here, that is God's way of saying, I still have a plan for your life. It is not over yet. And just because he blessed you with a brand new day, everything is totally fresh. So I'm going to play a little bit of Ty Tribbett, snatching it back from the past. Here's Fresh right here on Ms. J in the morning.
I'm not afraid to Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Up with the old and with the new. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Up with the old and with the new. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything else. Behold, I do something new. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. 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 Everything fresh, man, everything fresh.
Everything fresh. Time tribute right here on Miss J in the morning. Out with the old, in with the new. Don't worry about yesterday. It's already done. You can't take it back. You can't change anything about it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and have you believe that there are no consequences of your actions from yesterday. There are some positive consequences and also some negative ones as well. Every action does have a reaction, but you can't snatch that back. You can't do anything about it. But today, you can actually do something new. You can do something fresh to counteract what the consequences are. If you made a mistake yesterday, you can apologize and repent from it today so you won't experience it tomorrow. Don't even trip about tomorrow because it got its own issues to worry about in Scripture, y'all. I'm just sharing it with you. And it's the truth. Right here on Miss J in the morning, that's how we get down. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, come back with the Miss J area code check-in. I got the news to talk about, get back into some great music. I'm feeling great, feeling good. How are you? I'm so excited for everybody who's tuned in today. We're having an awesome day. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook. I'm sorry if I can't get to you. I'm live, y'all. Let me just say this real quick. When I say I am live worldwide on the radio, that means I am live worldwide on the radio. So those of you who continue to, like, send me instant messages and, like, text me and trying to call to, like, talk to me while I'm on the radio, it can't happen. So please don't get upset, y'all. I love you. I really do. I just can't respond because I'm live on the radio. Yes. So for those of you that are listening worldwide, I really do appreciate you waking up with me this morning or continuing your day no matter where you are in the world. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back so I can give out all my shout-outs. Talk about the news, get some more laughs in, and keep dancing. It's Miss J in the morning, y'all. I'm feeling good. Here we go.
Live worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dub Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Making it happen right here on Miss J in the morning. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management. Make sure you log on One Girl Gospel MGMT. They're on Facebook, also on Twitter. Shout out to Cynthia Harris, my big sis, the head sister in charge, running it, doing some awesome things in Little Rock. Little Rock keeps it on lock right here on Miss J in the morning. Shout out to everybody who's calling, whether you're from the north, the south, the east, the west, international, baby. That's how we do it on Miss J in the morning. It's time for the Miss J area code check-in, and I laugh at this time because right after the commercial break, I get like 18 of y'all calling in, so I got to log you in. So everybody who wants to get in on this, go ahead, call in 714-816-4747. 843. Got some new area codes popping up that I'm not too familiar with. So we're going to go ahead and get right here on Miss J in the morning. It's the Miss J area code check-in. Let's see if I can get through it without messing up. So here we go, 209-916-510-408-470-818-702-678-310-323-334-510-336-404-864-214-413. I already said that one, didn't I? 716-513-601-486-662-757-212-474-943-416-817. Hey! Did I do it? Kind of. Everybody who called in, I'm so excited about you. Those of you who logged in on your computer, shout out to my Macs and my PCs. A little disclaimer for those of you who saw me in this little battle on Facebook, going back and forth with my homeboy Sam Johnson. Shout out to him. Awesome man of God, awesome percussionist, awesome friend. He's a Mac, I'm a PC, and so we got this little beef going on Facebook, and I posted some things that some of you Macs got offended about. It wasn't derogatory, I just love my PC. I do. Macs are just, we'll talk about that later. I get it. I get you musicians who need it, but for those of us who just need Microsoft Word, for those of us who just need to surf the internet, I can't see how paying $800 to $1,500 on a Mac is actually going to benefit me. Yeah, I've had issues with my PC. A lot of people have issues with their Mac. I mean, I think Macs are cute, but it's just not necessary in my life and for what I do. So I say use what you need. Don't use what looks cute. Everybody gets an iPhone. Why do you get an iPhone? Why do you spend so much money on an iPhone and you don't even use half the apps? Just use it on Instagram and do the duck lips in a picture or fellas try to take your shirt off. It just doesn't make sense. I'm an Android. I'm a PC. It just works for my life. I like my HP. So there. There it is. That's the reason why we have the battle. He thinks that I need to come on over to the other side and try to convert me to a Mac, and it's not going to happen. Well, at least not anytime soon. Never say never, right? Shout out to all my Macs and my PCs. Shout out to my international people. Those of you that are in the Netherlands, Scotland has checked in. Amazing. Austria and Australia have checked in. Japan, South Africa, the UK, even Canada has checked in. So those of you who are listening around the world, I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me here. It's not just my show. This is our show. So those of you who continue to call in, you guys are helping the world OD on positivity. So shout out to you, baby. Love you so much. But let's get into some more music real quick, because God is just good, and I feel like giving him some props. So here's Amber Bullock. Lord, you've been so good. La, 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 la. Right here on Miss J in the morning.
Hey, let's go. Let's go.
Could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tries to get me, but you had my back. Lord, you gave your life up just for me. You caused a lame to walk and the blind to see. Could have gave up any day, but you didn't, so all I got to say.
Lord, you've been so good.
Lord, you've been so good. Evan Book right here on Miss J in the morning. He's been so awesome, so good to you. Quit focusing on all the stuff that's going wrong. Those of you who are having issues, those of you who kind of struggle with sharing the greatness that's going on in your life, it's because your vision is blurred. You got to clean all that mess out your eye. You're sitting there, you ain't washed your face. That's what's going on. You need to make sure that you pay attention to the greatness that's going on in your life. Now, again, I'm not saying you're not going to experience some things. And sometimes it's a process. It takes time to get through the mess that is going on in your life. But you can get through it with a much better attitude. There was a study going on that I shared. I share a lot with people just to give them a better perspective of why things are happening in their life. But there was a study going on with two groups of people who were wanted to lose weight. Both groups were given the same regimen, the same strict diet to do. The difference between was only their attitudes. One group was very trained and told how to OD on positivity and have a better way of looking at things. The other group wasn't. The group that wasn't trained went through their weight loss process like most of us do. They was like, oh, I don't want to give that up. Oh, I don't feel like getting up in the morning. Oh, I don't want to do this. And the other group was very positive about it. This is a process. I have a goal. This is what it takes to get what I need. So let's do it. The group that was more positive actually lost weight quicker and kept it off longer than the group that was negative. Nothing was different except their attitude. And the same in life. We all go through some things. You always look at other people and say, well, why do they have that and why am I still stuck here? Possibly it could be your attitude. You could be stuck in your situation because your attitude is your anchor. Your attitude is your anchor. Your negative attitude is what will keep you stuck in that mess. But your positive attitude will keep you grounded, keep both feet on the ground, keep you level, and keep you moving forward to the things that God has for you. So you need to make sure that in life we are making a better choice, more positive choices, and having a different perspective. That's why we have the Ms. J area code, Ms. J area code check-in. Y'all get me so excited. That's why we have the Ms. J Challenge. It's a simple quote. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I'm going to say it again for those of you who are new to the show. It's a simple quote. It's a Ms. J Challenge, and it says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Most of us knows it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. Make a choice to be positive in that situation. In life, we need to be thermostats, not thermometers. Thermometers change. They go up and down. They're all over the place. You feel like you're going crazy because you're reacting to everything that's going on. Be proactive. Be the thermostat. You set the tone. Set the temperature. Don't allow anybody to do anything or say anything that's going to get you off course. That's what the enemy wants to do. He doesn't want to kill you literally. Oh, super Christians, get it together. The enemy is not out to take our life. When you're dead, you're dead. You're not any good to him. The enemy wants to distract you. He wants to kill your hopes, kill your dreams, kill your ambition, kill your joy. That's what he came to kill, steal, and destroy. Destroy your bloodline. You can distract somebody else so they can do the same. Distract somebody else so they can do the same. And then we're all going to hell. That's the kill, steal, and destroy he's talking about. You're no good to him, dead, y'all. And we know this quote, I love it. And the quote says, we all know the devil is a liar, and we know he's a loser. But one thing he is not is a quitter. I'm going to say that again. We all know the devil is a liar. We know he's a loser, but the one thing he is not is a quitter. The enemy will not quit. You even got those people that just get on your nerves, and they keep coming at you, keep coming at you. Well, why are you giving up? Make a choice to be positive, and you stick with it. Don't give up. No matter how hard it is, don't give up. The enemy is not going to stop. You're not going to go through life with everything just going perfect. You will have seasons. You will have summer, spring, winter, fall in your life. But if you remain positive, you can get through it quicker. I just had to release that for somebody who needed it today. So let's get going to the news. Y'all know I have a beef with Walmart. Y'all know Ms. J just I can't get going with Walmart. I love Target. I would even go to Kmart before I go to Walmart. It's just me. The only time I will go to Walmart, there's only two conditions. Number one is if I'm purchasing anything by Miss Tina's clothing line. Miss Tina is Beyonce Knowles' mom, and she has her clothing line in Walmart. I love her clothes. They're affordable. They fit my body perfectly. And unfortunately, she decided to go with Walmart as her retailer. So I would have to walk into Walmart to purchase that. But that's the only reason why I would go. Or to get a piece of gum while I'm waiting to pay for my Miss Tina. But that's it. The other issue, the only other reason or circumstance that I would shop at Walmart is if there's no other place to go to. Like if I just in dire need of something for my son and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, of course, Walmart's open and I would have to go there. But where I live, I would never go to Walmart. I would probably go to Walgreens or CVS because Walmart is on the complete opposite side of the city, and the gas that I was spending to get to Walmart, that's a whole other story. But anyway, so I just don't like Walmart. I love Target, and I talk about Walmart a lot on the show, sharing all the bad news about Walmart. People are getting offended and upset, and it's okay because now Target is in the news. Yes, my store has done something quite stupid that I should say, and I'm going to be honest, I still love Target, but this was pretty dumb. So, you know, a lot of retailers try new things, and they want to push out new items, and the seasons are changing. It's getting warmer. More people are wearing sandals. More people are, you know, getting a little skimpier on the clothes. So Target is getting out and getting ready for the season, excuse me, and they released a new brand of sandals called Orina. O-R-I-N-A, Orina. It's a new line of sandals. Everybody was loving them until a few people got offended by it, and Target had to, like, kind of take the name off the shelves and change the whole thing. Well, unfortunately, they didn't do their research. Now, Orina in Greek and all these other Mediterranean languages means peace. So the sandals look more Mediterranean. They, you know, they're brown, they have beads. You know, I'll post it in the forum so you can see it. But unfortunately, in Spanish, orina means urine. Yeah, urine, what we do in the bathroom. Yeah, just stupid. I know it's dumb. The marketing team did not do their research, like, thoroughly, apparently. Now, other retailers like Urban Outfitters, Nordstrom's, Dillard's, they use it, but apparently Target got, you know, most of the backlash. It's because most people shop there, and here in America with, you know, the Hispanic culture growing at great numbers, a lot of Hispanics are kind of laughing at it and saying, I'm not going to wear urine sandals. So they're having to take down the ads, block off the word on the boxes. I mean, it's just a big thing that all stores are trying to change. They still want to sell the sandals, but it kind of hurt them. So now, you know, they got to change it and trying to find a way to do it. So, yeah, Target, that was really stupid of you to use a word. I mean, who does not research what a word is? It's just like naming your child something, and you don't even know what the name means in another language. You're naming your child something like dog or cow or something, and you're not even caring. It's the same. I know, I still love Target, but they were stupid about it. So we'll talk about it before. But they also have gotten into some trouble before, apparently, about their plus-size clothing line. Now, they have plus-size clothes, like most other retailers, for us ladies who have a little bit of extra baggage. But one of the colors was gray, and they didn't name it gray. They named it manatee gray. Y'all know what a manatee is, right? It's a big, ugly... It's just this huge animal. So to name a plus-size clothing line the color manatee gray that wasn't offered in the regular sizes, I think that was a bit, yeah. Some oversized women got offended. So Target is getting a whooping right now. Target, you got to get on it. I stand with you. I trust you. You can do it. But you got to think about these things before you go naming plus-size women manatees. It's just, it's not good, and you can't go and name your sandals urine. It just doesn't look well. It just pray for them, y'all. I still stand behind Target. It's not enough to get me to go to Walmart, but it is something to think about, y'all. So in other retail news, there are five retailers that apparently, based on the stock market and what's going on with their company, will be out of business in the next 5 years. It is predicted that these five major retailers that we have grown to love are really doing horrible right now. They are really doing horrible. apparently their sales, what's going on behind the scenes with their company, the things that we don't know, is actually affecting them in the stock market in a major way. And you know, when you are publicly traded and you have stock and your shareholders are like pulling out, people are not even investing in you anymore, and all you have is basically what you're selling, it really isn't going to be long before your doors will shut. So here are the five that are predicted to be gone within the next 5 years if they don't get it together quick. Number one is JCPenney. JCP on the stock market is going down. They have a new CEO. The former CEO has left, so they're doing like major changes with JCPenney, which is kind of making stuff all crazy with other stores. They're trying to get down in some cities and come up in some others. But all of these changes is making shareholders kind of nervous. And they're saying that, it's not looking good for JCPenney. It's almost gone. They're saying they're going to get worse, and the stock will ultimately move in the direction which is down. And when the stock goes down, you've got to close because people aren't paying. So, JCPenney, though, I really don't shop at JCPenney that much, but I do like pennies. But I guess they got too much competition. It's a lot of changes going on, and change always is not good, especially when it's chaotic. So apparently that's what's going on with JCPenney. Number two is Staples. Staples, SPLS, on the stock market is going down. Now, of course, we all know why. A lot of businesses aren't using it anymore, thanks to companies like Vistaprint, thanks to all these free websites. Thanks to people becoming entrepreneurs and running their businesses out of their home, they don't need to stock up on tons of paper and all the stuff that Staples holds. They don't need their business cards done because you can go to Vistaprint.com. You can get you about $500 right now for like $9.99 instead of spending $500 for like $20 and having to design it yourself. So Staples is looking pretty bad right now. Of course, they are... Actually, I was kind of surprised that their direct threat is Amazon.com. So everything that's going on with Amazon, with buying like little trinkets and stuff to put on your desk and for your office and all that stuff, people are actually going to Amazon.com. You can go there. I know one of my good friends, shout out to Claudette, she goes to Amazon and gets stuff for like a penny. So when you pay $6 for shipping, you're really just only paying $6 for the item. So, yes, Staples. Number three is Sears. I kind of saw this one coming because nobody really shops. You really don't see Sears like you used to. Nobody shops at Sears anymore. So it used to be the go-to merchant. Like everything that you needed, you go to Sears. But because everything is coming, you know, separate now, and people are buying stuff online, people are finding better ways, especially after recession, to save money and to, you know, go to consignment stores, stores that you can trade or stores that you can get used products from. Sears is really going down really, really fast. They actually say that Sears is like one of the ones that are going down the quickest. Like the order that I'm reading them in is not like the worst to the best. Like Sears right now looks like it's the worst and it might be gone soon. And it's running neck and neck with number four, which is Radio Shack. Well, we all know that. But they say just the way the store is laid out with being so small, what they offer, the prices are too high. Everybody, even with cell phones, is going to unlimited brands. They want to go straight to the retailer. Instead of going to Radio Shack, they're going to go straight to Sprint because now more cell phone carriers are having their own stores. And so, yeah, the small store, product deflation, which means less money. Number five, lastly, is Barnes and Noble. I didn't even know Barnes and Noble was in trouble, but apparently they are. Nobody is really, like, buying any books, and now they kind of pulled out from pushing the Nook because everybody's going with tablets and all that stuff. So the Nook is really not getting pushed, and they say that's a bad way to go. They need to continue to push the Nook. It used to be the big idea, but now it's gotten too much competition, and people aren't really buying books the way that they are. So Barnes & Noble is basically, like, in trouble. They're basically saying the Nook is all that they have to hold on to. So if they don't get going, they're going to be gone too. So those of you who love these stores, Barnes & Noble, Radio Shack, Sears, Staples, and JCPenney's, if you want to see them stay, you better get to invest in right now. So everything that I talk about, y'all know I posted on the forum. That's on my Facebook page. We'll be able to talk about it. Let me know what you think. But we're at the end of the show, y'all. real quick before I go, I want to make a few announcements about Ms. J Productions. We got a lot of stuff going on. Shout out to all the girls who went through the Pump for Life Empowerment Series. We had their triumph ceremony about a week ago. It was awesome. It was amazing. And now the fellas are ready to get in. So we're going to get the fellas going. We're going to do it. We're going to do it big. We're going to do it right here. I'm going to keep y'all posted on everything. I ran out of time, so I can't really go through all that. But I want you guys to make sure that you focus on your purpose in life. You focus on what you are put here for. Don't worry about what people tell you they think you should do. You do what you feel you need to do, that gut feeling. We call it women's intuition. We call it our second mind. We call it our gut feeling. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the gift that God gave us when Jesus rose again and he ascended. He dispatched his spirit upon all people. We all have it. It's a special gift. You just have to learn how to tap into it. The Holy Spirit will guide you. He will teach you. He will give you wisdom. That's that thing that says, this just doesn't feel right. So if it's not feeling right, maybe you don't need to be there. Maybe you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out where your passions are. And whatever that is, go for it. So this weekend, as we're celebrating, relaxing, doing whatever you need to do, I want you to work. I want you to work hard. I want you to work great. I want you to work at being more positive in your life. And while y'all doing it, I want y'all to stay with me and watch me work. So I'm going to leave you with my boy, O-Mobs. Watch me work. I love y'all. I thank you so much for tuning in with me, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Love you much. It's Miss J. Mwah.
What up, world? It's your boy, O-Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning, and it's oh so priceless.
My company.
Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain, confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit my pocket. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, still in the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more right. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. It's my father's name. Yahweh is a king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more robber from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the states cause his beat is kinda swag. Kinda swag. Now you can dust it. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just wanna see you have.
Now watch me work.
Praising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop being sloppy. So I gotta say these squares are sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Oh. Sing Jesus stand
up. Now watch me work.
Fly cold stand up.
Watch me work.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you're your job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you do,
right,
as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they watch you, they watch him.
Yeah.